Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The school of Tupac, I'm a rhyme. You don't want to what?
Hold up.
Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep it real, straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough.
I'm here for those who really believed in the American process. All of us. Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Tesla Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
Straight shot, no chaser. This is Tesla Figaro, y'all. We going to deal with just a few facts this morning. Not biased. Not emotional. Let's just run through the facts. Hey, good brother, I see you. I see you in the building. I appreciate you following me, brother. I wanted to address your comment, and I see he's here. I wanted to address your comment, and let me first start off by saying that Johnny Cochran was certainly one of my mentors. Certainly somebody I looked up to, but I do want to address your comments and just deal with a couple of facts. Let's just take aside that you may not be a fan of Attorney Crump. You may not like how he moves, but I do think it's important that we deal with the facts. So your comment said we have to get some other competent, articulate, intelligent go-getter who's on cold to handle these cases. Where the fuck is the future Johnny Cochran at? LOL, because this brother ain't it. So I want to just deal with a couple of facts. Number one, Johnny Cochran was a civil rights attorney as well as a trial attorney. Many of you know him from being the infamous strategic attorney that was able to get OJ acquitted of murder. He used the media in order to do that, something that Ben Crump does, whether you like it or not. And he was able to highlight the inconsistencies within the police department and the blatant racism, which is something that obviously Attorney Crump does. He also was a civil rights attorney. And There's two things. There's criminal trial attorney, which Ben Crump is not. And see, I kind of need y'all to be on code with facts. So attorney Ben Crump, like we have said repeatedly and put a whole documentary out on Netflix, which is nominated for NAACP Award. I'm in it, by the way. Shout out to that. Attorney Crump is a civil rights attorney. I need just five deaconess and deacons in the building to hashtag civil rights attorney. Johnny Cochran was a trial attorney. Somebody hashtag trial attorney, criminal trial attorney, and a civil rights attorney. One of the things that Johnny Cochran did, homage to him for laying the foundation on using the court of public opinion in the media, which is something that Attorney Crump does, whether you like it or not. And I see you sent a request. Just hold on, God body. I need you to listen first, and then you can speak. See, that's the problem. We like to speak too much. I'm going to lay the facts out. We're here to learn. Also, Johnny Cochran, in 1992, the jury, he was able to sue the police department, something that Ben Crump does, for a little girl who was molested by an officer, and he was able to sue for $9.2 million. Somebody hashtag $9.2 million. Shout out to Johnny Cochran, to the late Johnny Cochran, for starting the trend on suing police departments, because there's something about the American justice system that understands once you write a check, somebody then has to change the behavior. And Johnny Cochran was very much a part of that. So when Johnny Cochran sued the police department, so let me help you get on cold this morning. When he sued the police department for $9.2 million, can we fast forward and talk about how Attorney Crump was the one that also sued the Oklahoma City Police Department for the 13 black women who were raped? Can we just deal with facts just a moment? And I love to see, thank you, brother, for being here and listening, because I really want you to get this information. I want you to get the facts, because I know y'all say that a lot. And I get it. I know y'all listen to a lot of the people that I support, and you listen to a lot of YouTube. But I want to make sure that we're on the same page. So Johnny Cochran, I'm just going to say it again. He sued the police department on behalf of a girl who was molested by a police department, by a police officer, and $9.2 million. Can I give you some numbers just so we can go over a couple of facts? So Attorney Crump represented the 13 black women who were molested by the police officer that resulted in 262 years. Let me say it again. I said Attorney Crump represented the 13 black women that the officer actually went to jail for 262 years. Johnny Cochran got $9.2 million, the money. You know how y'all say Attorney Crump just get the money and ain't never worried about going to jail, even though he's not in charge with that? Attorney Cochran got $9.2 million for the civil side. So if Attorney Cochran was living today, you would be accusing him of the same thing that you say that Ben Crump does. Let me also let you know that Attorney Crump, since it was started by Johnny Cochran suing police departments, has received the highest settlement ever for a black woman with Breonna Taylor for $12 million. I need somebody to hashtag $12 million. So it's so hilarious to me. Not hilarious, it's sad, kind of. When I see y'all say, we got to get a Johnny Cochran on board, and Crump has not only done what Johnny Cochran has did outside of being a trial attorney, he's not a criminal trial attorney. I don't know how many times we got to keep telling y'all that. We did a whole 3-hour documentary. Go look at it on Netflix. But Attorney Crump has received the highest settlements in the history of this country for black lives. Now, y'all say, well, it's all about the money. Well, when the city of Minnesota had to pay out $27 million for the life of George Floyd, in addition to another $100 million plus on all of the lawsuits, somebody say all of the lawsuits that came as a result of that, it literally bankrupt the city, and they had to change policies so that they would not continue to have to pay out lawsuits. See, that's the part that I wish Crump would talk more about, but he doesn't, and it's okay. He ain't got time, but I got time, though. See, I need you to know that over 100 cities since Attorney Crump has been in this movement has had to change policy. I say again, over 100 cities have had to change policy as a result of his civil lawsuits directly. Directly. So when I hear y'all say, where the fuck is the future Johnny Cochran at? Brother, he is the future Johnny Cochran. So much so that, in case y'all don't remember Carl Douglas, do y'all remember Carl Douglas that was a part of the Dream Team? I need you to Google Attorney Crump and Carl Douglas, because actually they're working on a case right now, and Attorney Douglas is looking to Ben Crump for leadership. See, it's something about the numbers that just, it just do something to me every time. And so I'm just going to go through just a couple of numbers, just a couple of numbers for our good brother, God Body, just for our good brother. I'm going to go through just a couple of numbers. Number one, let me say again, he's not a criminal attorney. So anybody that lost the criminal suit, that was the prosecution. So while y'all saying, well, we need to get another Johnny Cochran, no, we need to get good prosecutors, which, by the way, Johnny Cochran was a prosecutor, by the way, just in case. I don't know, y'all probably don't want to pay attention to that part, but y'all do realize that Johnny Cochran was actually the district attorney. He actually was them folks before he became a private attorney. No disrespect. He's certainly the mentor, but he was certainly, I just want to make sure y'all know, he was actually a district attorney. You know, the one that, you remember how y'all say that Kamala Harris and all that? So he was a district attorney before he became a private attorney, just in case y'all know that. Crump ain't never been that. Just so you know, since you're saying we need to go find the next one, well, I guess you better go look in the district attorney's office, because he was a district attorney before he was a civil attorney. So let's just make sure we put all the facts on out there. Then let's skip past, because this is really important. Let's skip past these police brutality cases that he takes on for free and don't get nothing in the end. No. I can understand the man when he talks. Oh, that's okay. You don't have to like the way he talks. That's cool. But let's talk about what the money talks. Let's talk about what that money talk, though. You ain't got to like his talk, but let's talk about the money talk. I'm just going to go down the money. Let's see if this money talking to us. So let's just talk about civil rights, just in case anybody like money talks. If somebody hashtag money talks. So the 14-year-old that was killed at the Florida boot camp, $10 million. $4.9 million of African-American patriots in the nightclub of 200 patriots that were wrongly accused after starting a fight, $4.9 million. And this is all available on the BenCrump.com/results, just in case we confused about the numbers. $12 million for Breonna Taylor, $27 million, George Floyd, $60 million. I need somebody to hashtag $60 million. $60 million. For racial discrimination in the workplace. See, y'all don't never hear about that. Y'all only want to talk about the police brutality. I'm going to run through some of this stuff that ain't got nothing to do with police brutality. So 60 million of people that, racial discrimination in the workplace. Somebody hashtag 60 million. I just need somebody hashtag 60 million. 1.475 million on medical malpractice. 1.2 million on negligent security. Somebody hashtag 750,000 for nursing home neglect. Then I need somebody to hashtag 641 million. I say again, 641 million for the Flint victims that didn't have nothing to do with police brutality. Nothing to do. I need somebody hashtag nothing to do. I need to know somebody here heard me say 641 million. I say again, 641 million. For the Flint victims. See, this is the kind of stuff that Ben don't talk about, but it's okay. I got time today. It's also 33.5 million. And this is just a few at best. 35.5 million for the 9-year-old that became paraplegic. That's still alive and well, got 33.5 million. Now, this ain't got nothing to do with police brutality. $5 million for four young girls that were playing in the grandmother's yard when a drunk driver drove his car through the yard. See, a lot of these attorneys that you call, that say, call us, you know, the ones that advertise all day, every day, call us in the event of an accident, that but won't take on these cases because you don't earn $1 until, unless you get something for real. The reason why they call Attorney Crump, and I said it very clearly in the Netflix documentary, is because once they call their local attorney, the local attorney doesn't have the resources and the funds to file motion after motion after motion after motion after appeal after appeal after appeal, because it's not worth the money, and he don't take, he only takes what every other attorney takes if they win. I just need somebody to understand that. And the local attorneys don't want to have to fight the DA, the police. Can I let somebody know that even though Officer Halsclough was sentenced to 267 years, we are still filing appeals right now? The Netflix documentary is called Sybil. So when y'all say we got to get some more people, man, I got to get some more line pushers. I feel the same way. We on the same page. I wish we had some line pushers that will still talk about these cases once they move on. Now let's go back to these numbers. $3.5 million to the Georgia woman who was injured after being hit by the president and general manager at an auto dealership. $1 million to the 25-year-old who was confined to a wheelchair, ran over, and crushed by a trailer. $1 million to the police officer. A police officer was killed by a drunk driver, even for them folks. $1 million to the 8-year-old boy who was riding his bicycle. $10 million. Pre-trial police brutality settlement in Ohio. I'm just going through the numbers. I know y'all don't like the way he talk, but this money don't do talk. Y'all do understand that. I just need somebody to hashtag money talk. Let's just go through the thing. An 8-year-old boy that drowned in a pool. Nothing to do with police brutality. $25,000 for a cheerleader that slipped and fell in Walmart. You know how y'all do. You know how when y'all go in Walmart and y'all say, I wish I would slip and fall. I'm going to sue Walmart. See, he actually do it. Workers' compensation, $10 million to those who were burned at an industry plant. Confidential, seven-figure amount. Somebody hashtag seven-figure to a 25-year-old plumber's assistant. That's the least of these, that don't have the money to hire no attorney, that went to call his boss to install a bathroom facility at a church. While his boss was upstairs, he got stuck as he tried to exit the church basement between the air conditioning and the hot water. He was electrocuted and died a horrific death. That was a seven-figure suit as well. See, this is who's representing the least of these. Let's deal with these numbers. Let's deal with these numbers. So if we're going to place the blame on somebody, I'm going to say again that attorney Johnny Cochran was a trial attorney and a civil rights attorney. And again, his highest reward in history was $9.2 million for suing a police officer. So he did exactly what Ben Crump is doing today. The only difference is Ben Crump has quadrupled the amount. Somebody hashtag quadruple. I just want to know if money matters. I'm so grateful to Johnny Cochran for suing the police department for that little girl for the $9.2 million. But I'm also grateful that Ben Crump sued on behalf of Breonna Taylor for $12 million. I'm just grateful that somebody had the audacity to say I'm going for double. So I need y'all to be on call with facts. I need y'all to be on call with facts. You don't have to like how he moved. You don't have to like how he talked. You don't have to like everything that he does, because I don't. I'm constantly telling him. Matter of fact, I was very clear on this lawsuit with DeSantis. No, we do not need to sexualize, make this about LGBT. It's about Black history first. But at the same time, we're going to stop this lying on his name. Let's stop this lying on his name. It's all about the money. If it's all about the money, then he would just focus on medical malpractice. Let's just go through a couple of car accident numbers for those of y'all that don't understand where the money resides. Let me help you. A retired U.S. veteran, he was able to get $411 million for the injuries he sustained in Florida, on Florida I-10. Can somebody hashtag 411 million? I say 411. Somebody dial 411. It's information season in the building. Let me get my music back on. It's information. See, you know how they say call 411 for some information? I'm here to help you. He got 411. That means 411. $411 million for somebody that was injured in a car accident who is alive and well. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. $8.7 million for an honor student at Florida A&M who was paralyzed. That person is still alive and well. See, we got to start making sure that we get these numbers right. Let's make sure we get these numbers right. The money ain't never been in civil rights. Never. So when y'all say we need to get another Johnny Cochran, well, you must want the $9 million suit. I guess you don't want the $27 million. I guess you don't want the $411 million. I guess you don't want the $600 million. I guess you don't want... Well, tell me something so we can know, so I can text them and say, hey, Ben, they say, never mind. Don't worry about that $500 million. Don't worry about going for $1 billion. To teach these people they can't just kill us and get away with it.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC
was leading a secret double life.
Is he breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before I get out of here, there's a couple of things that you need to do that a lot of y'all don't understand as y'all be chopping and running your mouth. There's a couple of things that happens on how we move forward. Number one, the reason why I say push politics until something happens. Number one, we need protests. He didn't lose the John Boatman case, you dumb dumb. He's not a trial attorney. The state lost that, dumb dumb. I'm trying not to get disrespectful. How did he lose it? How did he lose it? He doesn't work for the state and he doesn't work for the family. He's not a trial attorney, dumb dumb. See, this is where dumbness. See, this is where the clown, the dumbness comes into play. Dumb dumb, no disrespect, but disrespectfully. You said that like you ate. For those who are listening to this later, I'm reading the comments on IG. He lost Gene Bodman, LOL. No, we didn't. Can I give you some background on that? For those of y'all YouTubers that be listening to these YouTube pundits that don't be in the room. I'm going to whisper it to you. You know how y'all said, oh yeah, they hugged Gene Bachman because they wanted to be able to get money after the suit. Can I give y'all some breaking news? They didn't get a dime. If they had settled prior to the conviction, they would have got the money and the conviction. But they was listening to y'all on YouTube. Steve, he had his little brother beg to apologize. Why would he do that? See, now Trip Model 39. See, now I'm about to make a fool out of him. Let me pin this. Marcella, screenshot this pin, because I know you're in here. Screenshot this. So he made his little brother beg to apologize. Tell me why he did it. Why did he do it, Trip? Tell us why he did it. To get the money? Can I give you some breaking news? Gene Bachman's family didn't get one damn dime. You know what the city told him? They said, oh, she's already been convicted, so we don't owe you nothing. Dumb, dumb. Let me just let that sit there and marinate. See, I know y'all listen to people on YouTube, and they be wrong and loud as fuck. So when y'all say he made him do it because he want the money, the city actually said, no, you don't get nothing. You got the conviction. So what was the motive of him doing that? So for these non-attorneys that be filling y'all head up with bullshit that say, oh, no, no, if you get the money first, you won't get the conviction. Well, let me give you another fact. Guess who got the money first with a record conviction? Guess who got the money first and also got the conviction? George Floyd's family got a record in the history of police brutality for $27 million. before, somebody hashtag, before the conviction. See, that's the part they don't want to update because they got to be right all the time on YouTube. I get it. I know they got to be right all the time. So, but the reality is, they got the money before the conviction. Now, like I said, there's a couple different components on how to make this work. Number one, you need protests. Yes, protests matter. You can change it up. You can call it. I see a lot of y'all are renaming it and calling it all type of other stuff. But guess what? At the end of the day, anytime you on a bullhorn, whether it's a rally, whether it's a pull up, whether it's a jump up or over there or this and that, it's a protest. Yeah, I know y'all saying we got to stop protesting. We ain't got time for marches. Yeah, I got it. I was speaking at the rally, at the reparations rally. Guess what that is, y'all? It's a protest. I know y'all don't want to call it a protest because I know y'all been saying for so long that protests don't matter. But guess what? It was a protest, homie. Anytime you are on it, using a bullhorn on any damn stage in front of any government, telling them what you want, it is a protest. So I know y'all don't want to call it that, because I know it'll go against everything you've been preaching. But it's a protest, and it's a part of the process. It's not all that you do. It's not the only thing that you do, but it is a part of the process. So number one is protest. Number two is punishment. Meaning criminal punishment. You can't get criminal punishment if ain't nobody protesting. Somebody got to be saying, lock them up. Somebody got to say, fire them now. Somebody got to say, we demand justice. So the protest and the punishment goes hand in hand. But we can't control the punishment. We can't make them do what we need them to do. But we can damn show ass for the punishment. And when you protest effectively, which is what Johnny Cochran did, by the way, using the court of public opinion, you actually get the right type of jury. We see that with the George Floyd matter. With the Derek Chauvin matter. Right now, they are appealing that based upon the juror. I need somebody to understand this, Tamika. I need them to get this. They're appealing it right now because one of the jurors went to a protest. I just need somebody to get it. I'm going to help you math. I'm going to help you put the math together. If there was never a protest, then the juror wouldn't have never known that what was happening was wrong. And if you go back and you listen to what the juror said, if you go back and listen to what the witnesses said in the George Floyd matter, when the white girl said, I pulled out my phone. I pulled out my phone because I knew that something about this wasn't right. And the only way you know that is when these cases are brought to the media through protests. So they go hand in hand. Protests, punishment, criminal punishment. The third thing is the paper, the civil side. Yes, you have to make folks write a check. When you go and you slip and fall in Walmart, and Walmart got to pay out their check, they started to make sure we got to put signs on the floor to say it's wet. We got to make sure that that ain't nobody else falling, because we damn sure don't want to have to pay another check because it's going to bankrupt us. So for the dum-dums and the clowns in the building, the paper writing a check in America's capitalist society is how you get people to actually change. It's important that you protest online, but it's something about having to write that check with that paper. So it's protest, punishment, paper. And then the final thing that I focus on is policy. After you do the protest, after you demand for the punishment, whether you get it or don't get it, then you did the paper. Then you change the policy, like having no-knock warrants removed as a result of Breonna Taylor. Literally, she has a law in her name. Why don't y'all say that when y'all be on YouTube, though? Why y'all don't say that part, though? I think it's interesting that y'all don't ever say that part. Is it because you just want to be right? Is it because you done sat up here and told all these people you was right and come to find out you was wrong? Do you not have, shout out to you, Senator Bracey, I see you in the building. Is it because you must just be right all the time? So you rather just misinform our people just for the sake of being wrong? Shout out to Senator Bracey, my friend in the building, who sat on the criminal justice reform in the great state of Florida. See, that's the policy part, Bracey. I'm giving them the policy part. See, after we go through the protests and the punishment and the paper on the civil side, then somebody got to write the policy, which means you need to have the right people in office in order to write the policy. I'll say again, over 100 cities have changed some level of police reform since Trayvon Martin. And shout out to Johnny Cochran. He's one of the best. But he didn't focus on the policy part. So how did qualified immunity happen in New York? How did qualified immunity happen in Colorado? How did ending chokeholds happen in Houston, Texas? How did no-knock warrants happen in the Breonna Taylor matter? How did it? Since y'all got all the answers. Who did it? And how did it? It came through protests, punishment, paper, and the policy.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So when y'all say this brother ain't it, then I'm sure looking for who's it. I'm sure looking for who's it. I sure want to know who do it, because I done been in the room. And I said this on the Netflix documentary. Go back and watch it and go to the 20-minute mark. I've been in the room when these families call and say, won't nobody help me? Will you help me? Matter of fact, I done told Crump, I wish you would just focus on, just go ahead and just do the corporate stuff. You know how he's suing Google right now? You know how he's suing Sony? See, it takes two types of attorney. You got the criminal attorney, like what Johnny Cochran did when he represented Tupac. But can I whisper something to y'all? Y'all promise y'all ain't gonna tell nobody. Guess who represented Tupac's family and his estate and won? I'm gonna say it one more time. I said, guess who represented Tupac's family? I believe it was last year, the year before that, and won. Can somebody take a guess? Do anybody in the congregation want to take a guess? We're just guessing for fun. Who sued? So Johnny Cochran helped Tupac with the rape case, but who sued on behalf of Tupac's family to make sure he got his money? Yeah, he goes by the name of Benjamin Crump. He goes by the name of Benjamin Crump. And y'all gonna put some respect on his name. You ain't got to like it. You ain't got to like the way he talk. But I know one thing for sure, this money talk. I know that for sure. I know that for sure. And anybody that say, oh, it's all about the money is a damn fool and don't know nothing about how there was a time when they could just kill us and they didn't have to pay for it. They didn't have to have no punishment. Nobody said nothing. All of those things came together. I just told you, you dumb, dumb clown who represented Tupac. Now, so are you a dummy or what? You're all over the place. You're all over the place. Not just that on Sony Music. Also, with the infamous Atomic Dog, George Clinton. It's a whole lot. Marvin Gaye's family. See, y'all be doing, no, it ain't taking up for your homie. These are facts, baby. These are facts. This is facts. I'm giving you numbers. I ain't taking up. All you got to do is go to BenCrump.com/results. That's all you got to do. This ain't taking up. These are facts. I don't like clown shit. Taking up for who's homie? No, facts. Facts, 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 facts. Let's deal with facts. If you go back and listen to the Breakfast Club interview, Ben Crump will tell you. He said it flat out. Teslin give me more unsolicited advice than anybody because I be on him all the time. We don't agree with everything. This ain't got nothing to do with no homie. This got to do with numbers. And y'all be talking loud and wrong. That's all. I just want y'all to have some facts. You don't have to like them, but it's a process to this. And the people that do the most talking, the loudest people on the internet that do the most talking, that give y'all talking points, where's they protest at? Where's their policy change at? I'm talking about that they do, that they put their hands on it, not somebody else. Where is the paper at? How are they getting paper for these families? Are they making policy? Are they doing it year round the clock? The answer is no. The answer is no. That's simple and plain. The answer is no. So somebody, we got to find them. Well, brother, I'm looking for you. I'm looking for you. I'm looking for some line pushes. I'm looking for some line pushes. So you may not like. You may not like the way he talked. But to say he's not a go-getter, the numbers say different. He went and got all that. He went and got all that.
If you like what you heard on Straight Shot No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslin Figaro, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th, hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.